Hi, this is Bennett Tomlin with the Scientific Nutrition Update, the Workday Show, where in 5 to 10 minutes, I give you my thoughts on something new or interesting in the world of health, fitness, or nutrition. For today's episode, I'm going to talk about the placebo effect. Now, most people know what the placebo effect is. They realize that it's when you receive a beneficial effect from a treatment because you believe it will be beneficial, even if the treatment itself is otherwise worthless. The reason this placebo effect is so powerful and interesting, in my opinion, is that it serves as a way for us to get a better understanding of study design, the power of psychology and medicine, and the reason many alternative medications have incredible healing effects. And before I continue, there is some debate in philosophy, which is one of my favorite areas of study, about how to correctly define the placebo effect. I'm staying out of that for now. We're defining the placebo effect how I did initially. It's when you receive a beneficial effect from a treatment because you believe it will be beneficial, even if the treatment itself is otherwise worthless. Okay? So that's our definition. So placebos have always fascinated me because they can have incredible effects. And they should, in theory, if we were completely rational beings, have no effect. It's this weird irrationality we all share, and it fascinates me because of that. And this effect is actually more complex than we often realize. It can include the ritual of taking the medication, which can have the effect. It can involve the relationship with the doctor, which can also have beneficial effects. And even just the act of being assessed can have medical effects, even before there's a treatment. Now, the reason this is so important is because it shows what role our own psychology plays in so much of our health. This part is often ignored, discarded, and overlooked. And when I say our psychology, I do not just mean psychological illnesses or mental illnesses, though that's not excluded. What I mean is our internal frameworks, ideas, beliefs, scripts, and desires that are all influencing our thoughts and actions at any given time. All of these affect our health and need to be considered as part of a complete health framework. So now, back to the placebo effect. Let's look at Parkinson's disease, right? Now, this is a disease where placebos have been proven effective for a long time. And what's interesting is we can see a substantial dopamine release when people are given a placebo. Since Parkinson's disease is a disease that literally makes it so you're not producing as much dopamine, you could almost imagine the headlines running in those bad science publications I keep railing against saying, placebo effective treatment for Parkinson's disease, or sugar pill miracle cure for Parkinson's disease. These effects are not negligible and, in cases like this, are actually working at the root cause of the disease. Failure of the neurons to produce dopamine. Give the placebo, they produce more dopamine. It is interesting because it's your mind really having these effects. Now, there's another study done that looked at irritable bowel syndrome, and they actually wanted to look at how different components of the placebo effect affected it. So initially, we see how treatment with the placebo was better than no treatment at all, which makes sense. And we also see that placebo with a positive relationship with the doctor was even better than placebo by itself. And so we can understand how this whole medical treatment system is these interlocking pieces that all contribute to the final desired effect. These are very real effects I'm talking about too. Like, there was a study done that looked at neuroimaging of the brain and compared how it responded to placebo and fluoxetine, which is a common selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor used to treat depression and anxiety. When given the placebo, you saw the exact same parts of the brain light up as when given the fluoxetine. Now, just to be clear, I'm not saying to stop taking your antidepressants and take a placebo instead. I'm just saying this is what was observed in the study. These are very, very real effects. And it's fascinating because it's a placebo. It should have no effect. So opiates, right, which is one of my areas of expertise. One of the most dangerous side effects they have is respiratory depression. They slow your rate of breathing and in overdoses can actually slow it to the point of death. So placebos can induce respiratory depression. When a patient is given a placebo with the expectation that it's an opiate, they suffer from similar respiratory depression, and we see a significant activation of the endogenous opiate system. So they actually get the same pain relief and stuff as the opiate. This placebo effect is a big deal, guys. Now, there's another reason I wanted to make this very clear. These effects are very large. And I occasionally review supplements, compounds, and other things based on their effect on me, because that's all I had to compare to. Now, I always try to make it clear that it's just my experience, but it's important to realize that a lot of what I'm feeling is probably a placebo or has a significant contribution from the placebo effect. So what's the rub of all this? It's important for studies to be controlled so that we can see whether this drug actually does more than just a placebo. And when you're looking at reviews of supplements or anything else, realize that there's a very good chance that they are likely subject to the placebo effect, and that may be influencing the reviewer's perception. Please remember, you can always find show notes for this episode and others at scinutrient.com/podcast. That's scinutrient.com/podcast. If you find any great journal articles on anything you think I might find interesting, email them to me at scinutrient@gmail.com. If you have any other questions, send me a voice message on Anchor, and I'll try to answer them on this podcast for you. If you want to learn more about intermittent fasting, consider checking out my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps more than you know. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, live long, live healthy, but most of all, live happy.
Oh, thank you.